It is Spanning the State live from the Media Row in the UW Panther Arena at the Republican National Convention. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And today we're trying to do our recaps. How did the week go? Talk to people who have been heavily involved since the very beginning. And no better person to start with than Allison Prangy, who is the CEO of the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee. Allison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I guess my first question, hopefully, is an easy one. What is your overwhelming, if you have one feeling to say of how you're feeling today at the almost the end of the week, what is it?
Not exhaustion.
Okay.
Just, I'm proud. Pride. I'm proud of our city, proud of Milwaukee, proud of what everybody that has worked on this for so long, whether it's the host committee team, the RNC's committee on arrangements, everybody, you know, the work you can see that we've done come to fruition is awesome.
Well, I'm sure during all that hard work, there were hurdles and stumbles. Was there one that you approached and you went, once we get over this one, it's going to be smooth sailing, only to get to the other side and go, no, the sailing isn't always smooth.
There's always things that change, and you can see from everything going on around Milwaukee, there it's a fluid situation because there's so many people involved. You know, you've got motorcades, you've got a lot of, you know, our elected leaders in the country are here, our local leaders are here, and you just have to be ready, and I think that's the thing. Our teams have been flexible. We've been able to, you know, react if we need to react, and most of the time, proactively.
What has been the hardest thing, to pull off, or like the biggest, like, pushing yourselves as far as like when it was first pitched of an idea, and then you're like, that's too big, that's too much, and is there anything that was pitched that you're like, all right, we pulled it off?
Well, the welcome party that we threw on Sunday night.
We interviewed David Caruso.
It was amazing. We had a great local team with David Caruso, Magic Productions, Mike Durkin, our team. We were national music acts, the showcase of Milwaukee foods. That was huge. It's a huge party. We have a small team. We have, like, this week, it's like 45 people working on our team, but to pull off a party for 15,000, we had Summerfest that we partnered with, Sarah Pancari-Smith. I mean, amazing teamwork that has come together. And, like, go back to that word pride.
Yeah.
Everybody that has stepped forward in Milwaukee, from volunteers to those kinds of events, they've been there and they've had our back because it's so important to make this successful for our city.
Speaking of pride, when you watch the coverage, when you listen to the radio, what is your overall take on how the media is showcasing not only the convention but Milwaukee as a whole?
I have a confession. I've been so busy.
I thought you might answer that.
I
was like, she probably doesn't have a lot of time to be reading the news this week.
I look at the headlines. No, I will flip through. I look at your website. I look at just a quick see.
Yeah.
But what I've heard overwhelmingly is that, because people from around the country are texting, which is super fun, and they're saying, oh my gosh, Milwaukee. Yeah. Like, they haven't been here maybe that I know, people that I know, because I originally am from Miami. I confess, I'm a Wisconsinite. I've lived here for 20 years. I'm a Badger. But people are, I think, surprised at the Midwest. And I had somebody show me a text yesterday, and I think I'm allowed to say this. Tucker Carlson texted Ted Kellner and said, why do people go to Chicago? You just come to Milwaukee. And that, like, that's awesome. And
why didn't you tweet it so we could all share it?
That might come still, but I'm breaking that news here.
There you go.
When I saw that, that's exactly what we hoped when we started this.
Well, I spoke to a delegate from Alabama yesterday, just piggybacking on that, and he said, we are having such a great time in Milwaukee because a lot of times we'll go somewhere and when people find out we're from Alabama, they treat us differently. But everybody in Milwaukee has been fantastic.
Hey, we live here. We think it. We know it. I love hearing that because that was our goal. Again, we wanted people to come here to want to come back. We've talked a lot about that with, you know, with MMAC, with Visit Milwaukee. John Schlifsky's on our board. Like, making this a place for people to know not only that it's a great vacation spot, because it is, but it's a place that you want to work, think about moving your company to, and have fun at, and go to school.
Yeah, and go to school. And one of the things you just said that I want to follow up on, because part of the reason that this has been a success, and I think so far, barring anything crazy happening tonight, it's been a success in a lot of ways. How do you package the fact that there was so much collaboration and coordination? Because not every city, I imagine, where it's the Summerfest grounds and Visit Milwaukee and MMAC and the host committee, and there's a lot of different...
And the Brewers.
And the Brewers.
Great. And the Bucks,
and I don't want to say, there's different
everywhere.
Parties teams needing to be able to collaborate and coordinate together. And I feel like that is a selling point when we talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend or other things
exactly
that could come to Milwaukee, that we can say it will run smoothly and we can point to this. Is there a way to package that?
Yes. I mean, I think there is. I think that is the next point. And I think one of the things in the back of my mind has been that, and I was talking to Peggy about it because there was an article I didn't like when they didn't win that this year. Yeah. And I thought it was unfair because I know this city. And it has really been fun to try to, I love putting pieces together and having the chance to have all of these groups work together. And everyone, again, I could go back to it, has had our back. And Marty Brooks has been amazing. When you look across the business community, it's not partisanship, it's about the city. And it's about making sure that people here,
green,
the RNC, it is green. I mean, the mayor says it, it's right, but it's green and it's about the future. And I think we've talked about that a lot. I was out talking to some businesses yesterday about how things were going. I cleaned out all the cupcakes at one of the bakeries in the public market because it was my birthday, but I was
I didn't do anything.
Usually I bring things to my office. And I'm like, I got to do something. So I hauled cupcakes in from the public market to the Pfizer Forum last night. And I was it's just fun because there was an energy in there and it was good to see. And it's not like it's hard for the conventions like this are in town. Downtown's empty of a lot of people that work here that normally get their coffee. And so you want to make sure people know we care and that this is also not just this week, it's a long game.
Allison Prangy is our guest. She's the COO of the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee. Now, you have a background in not only for-profit but non-profit. You've put on all kinds of events. Where does this stack in your pantheon of career?
We've talked about that. I started on Capitol Hill, which is funny to think so long ago, and now be in the middle of this. This is the biggest thing I've ever had the opportunity to work on. I feel very fortunate to have had that opportunity to do it. And, I mean, it's amazing. And so, again, it goes back to, like, pride in our team, pride in the people that I work with, that we work with in our city. And it is the biggest thing I've had a chance to do. And hoping tonight goes great. And I hope that the RNC is happy when they leave and feel great going out of here.
Ed, do you have any thoughts on what you're going to work on next?
I don't. I have not. Like,
you're
I'm excited to read the paper tomorrow because I have not. I love to read like the paper. I like to listen to the news. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm excited to find the next opportunity.
Good. Well, we're
very
excited.
Nice.
We're very. This has been great. I know we've enjoyed ourselves. Everything seems, at least from our vantage point, has been very smooth. So congratulations.
Thank you for saying that. I just appreciate it. And I know we'll look forward to talking to you after it's over to give you an after-action report if you want.
Absolutely.
Although we're done today, we still have to put somebody asked, well, what are you going to do? All of this, the Pfizer Forum, everything has to go back into place.
Yes.
We've got a Bucks National Championship. We've got the NBA World Championship to win.
That's
maybe
right.
A World Series. We've got a lot of things ahead in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks again, Allison.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Allison Prangy is the COO of the 2024 Host Committee, and this is Spanning the State.